What's up? This is your boy, Isaac. I want to talk to you today about a movie. I want to talk to you about a movie that I saw this weekend. It's called The Predator. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, I would normally say that there are plot spoilers in this. But I think the plot of this movie was pretty thin. So I don't know that this listening to this show would change your viewing experience. But if you're sensitive to that kind of thing, by all means, go watch it and return back. But overall, I thought the movie was good, not great. I didn't expect a ton from it, though. Of course, big fan of the old 80s Predator movie with Schwarzenegger. So I was pleased to see the subtle references to the OG film. Now, what I want to talk to you about is, of course, the Illuminati. I want to tell you about how they are implanting messages into entertainment, namely this film, to penetrate you and your subconscious. Sorry, that sounded very graphic. My apologies. It's very early in the morning over here, okay? Just getting ready for work, but I'm very excited to talk about The Predator, so I thought, you know what? This is worth going in late today, right? So, first, let's talk about how there was a sex offender in this movie. Did you know that? There was a man who, I'm going to put allegedly in front of it, because I wasn't there. I don't know how it went down, but I guess he was trying to lure a young girl via email to have some kind of contact with him. And he was in this movie, I guess. They filmed it. And then Olivia Munn, she found out about it and afterwards requested the director remove the footage featuring this man, which he apparently did so, begrudgingly. And if you do a little research on it, a couple websites, they claim that the director, Shane Black, is actually friends with this man. So it could be that maybe this is just another example like we see from that documentary, An Open Secret, where they talk about this inner ring of, I'm not going to say pedophiles, but people that are into stuff involving, you know, kids underage, because it's a variety of things, right? Like sometimes they're just partying with them, which is weird, but not quite the same as sexually abusing them. They, in fact, in that documentary, they draw out Bryan Singer, who filmed the X-Men movies. I guess he was into this sort of stuff. Anyways, it's some weird thing going on in Hollywood. And that is why when I hear stuff about Pizzagate, I think, well, maybe that's possible. I'm just saying that maybe they should do a little research into that realm of territory. But as we saw with Hurricane Florence, the media, they're not really into the truth too much. They're more into selling ads. So, who do we trust? I don't know. Nobody. Me. Trust me. But I don't want to talk about that this whole time. That's kind of a dark subject, right? Instead, we're going to talk about having sex with aliens. So, in the movie, Olivia Munn, her character is an evolutionary biologist. So, that tells you right there that, you know, I heard that in the film, and I thought, okay, I know where this is going already. Because in terms of evolution, the ultimate desire here, the big picture of what the Illuminati want to do, is they want to evolve mankind into something else. And they're going to call these demons from another dimension the aliens, into our world in order to do so. That's what they want to do. They'll give you different flavors of why they want to do that, but that's ultimately the goal. If you look at all of these different groups, these occultists, these new agers, they all eventually take you down the same rabbit hole of making contact with another dimension. Fallen angels from another world, from another realm. And that's what we have with this movie. They, you know, the movie starts out, does some things, some explosions, and then you go to this lab, the secret lab, where they have a predator who is tied down to a sort of operating table, very loosely tied down, because why not, you know? I mean, I don't know if they got zip ties, but I mean, of course, the predator wakes up and breaks free out of it immediately and slaughters everybody. And they kind of deserve it for being so dumb. But the predator that they have there, the guy, the evil doctor that's running the place, talks to Olivia Munn's character and says that they've confirmed that the predator is this alien that has human DNA. And of course, she says, did somebody fuck an alien? And that's the ultimate goal, my friends. Now, I keep teasing an upcoming episode where I go through Marjorie Cameron. I do my own sort of little bio about her. I haven't recorded it yet. I got it ready to go, though. I'm ready to record. Just got to find the time to do it. But she was very interested in these aliens. In fact, her one painting called Peyote Vision depicts a woman being made sexy time with the aliens. And this art of her, the Peyote Vision, sort of went through this history of unknown inspiration. And some believe that it had to do with extraterrestrials because she was seeing UFOs and stuff out in the desert and all this stuff. But then later on in her life, she confirmed that it was actually a solar god penetrating the woman. Now, of course, deities or entities from another dimension could just be aliens. I mean, that's what they are technically, right? So, we find out in the plot line of the film that the predators, they evolve by taking the spines of the most evolved beings on whatever planet they are on. Which they want this boy who has, I think he has autism in the film. And so that's the whole point of the movie, is they're trying to capture this kid so they can take its spine and evolve and use whatever they can from its, I don't know, from his genes, I guess. And this is, of course, like some Darwinian nonsense. The whole idea of one race being more evolved than another. Turns out all of our DNA is the same with the different races. I just listened to a 13-part podcast, and I'll be darned if I don't remember what the name of it is already. It's called On Scene. It's of course, it's like an NPR-esque sort of series. And the part that Scene on Radio, sorry. Did you hear me stalling that whole time? I was trying to find it on my phone. It's called Scene on Radio. Highly recommended. If you want to amp up your white guilt, then go ahead and listen to it, because it's actually really good. It goes through the history of race and the concept of race. And lo and behold, somebody invented it in order to defend the idea of slavery. So when we talk about race, turns out that's an Illuminati agenda trying to divide us. But anyways, the predator, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. We don't have enough time for that, folks. I got to get to work, okay? The predator, the small one that is loosely tied down to that operating table, they say that he came to Earth because he wanted to give a gift to the human race. Now, I heard that, and I immediately, of course, I thought of the Prometheus. Now, talking about the alien, the alien films, Prometheus, but which we could also talk about as well, because it has similar ideas behind it. But it talks about, like, the, you know, how the they talk about panspermia and the aliens coming here to see life on planet Earth. But no, we're talking about Prometheus from the Greek mythology, where he stole the fire from Zeus and gave it to the humans. He is the fallen savior, the fallen angel. He is, of course, the Luciferian archetype. So when they say that this predator came to Earth to give a gift to the human race, that is, of course, that's Lucifer. So, you can't deny that. And, of course, by the end of the film, because they said that, and I was waiting to see what this gift was, and by the end of the film, you find out what it is, and it was fairly uneventful, in my opinion. I was hoping it to be a bit more occultish, but it was not. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to ruin it for you. It's not a big deal, though. So we find out that the, you know what? I'm going to ruin it for you now that I'm thinking about it. The gift is weaponry to fight the big predator, because there's a more evolved predator. It's like a big giant 11-foot predator that comes in and immediately kills the small predator. But the small predator brought fire, essentially, for the human race. And so think about this. Think about the analogy here. Is he brings a weapon for the humans, which is fire, right? Explosions or whatever. And he stole it from the other predators, the other aliens, which are the gods here. They're telling you subtly that much like Prometheus stole the fire from Zeus, from his god, this predator stole the fire from his god. Because ultimately, that's what this whole movie is about. It's the alien agenda. These aliens are the gods in their mind. And I want to finish up with a quick, brief example, a couple examples in relevant pop culture that support this idea. But first, we need to talk about why this is a thing. Because I know sometimes when I talk to people, I go into this whole idea of other dimensional entities and aliens and making contact, and I can see them going into their conditioned sheep response. But it's the truth. Kenneth Grant, who was a Crowley acolyte, he started the Typhonian branch of the OTO. That was a magical order. And this one had specific purposes of making contact with aliens from another dimension. So here we see connections of Aleister Crowley, New Age meditation, ritual magic stuff with making contact with aliens. And we've seen that with Dr. Stephen Greer, who's one of these like New Age ufologist kind of guys. He has a documentary called Sirius where they do the same thing. It's him and a bunch of other like-minded people. They're on the desert. They're meditating, trying to channel these aliens into our world. Thank you very much, right? And there is a trend in the last 20 years of pushing this idea that aliens do in fact exist. It used to be crazy to think that, but in the last 20 years, they've made it very acceptable. In fact, if you don't believe aliens exist, you're an idiot. You don't believe in science, on all this stuff, right? ASAP Rocky, he's a rapper who I've talked about in the past. He's had occult symbolism in his work, and he was interviewed just this week. I read it, and I have a quote for you. It says, "I mean, sometimes I sit back and maybe you can blame it on the weed and shit, but I think this generation will be the one that could discover extraterrestrial life. But if aliens want a definitive statement of human life, I'd say just take a look at me. I'm quite the motherfucker, I must say." So I do like his heel game there. Talking a lot of shit. But yeah, that sentiment is what you will find nowadays when you talk to people. People are more open saying that they believe aliens exist because the science shows us that there's so many planets out there, and you know, NASA promises they're going to find it by 2025. And I warn that I think they're going to do it. Like, I do think there's other forms of life out there. I just think they don't exist in this dimension, and I don't think they should be contacted. This new season of American Horror Story called Apocalypse, it just started, and I fell off of the show for the last maybe 6 seasons or whatever because I wasn't really interested, but I saw what this season was about, so I'd give it a shot. And on the first episode, we find out that there are 2 people who are spared from the apocalypse due to their genetic composition. Now, if your ears are ringing for talk of evolution and that sort of thing, you are right, because there are some theories on Reddit that these two were actually children from a previous season. We're talking about season 2 of American Horror Story called Asylum, where there was the serial killer guy, and he impregnated a couple women who eventually have their fetuses tampered with by aliens. And, you know, I actually saw that season. The first season I loved, and the second season I saw and I liked a little less, and then the third, I believe that's where I dropped off. But I saw that season, and honestly, I do not recall that, but it is, in fact, on the plot lines. Like ASAP Rocky said, maybe it's the weed and shit, but I don't remember that part of the show. But that was 5 years ago. Now, I am watching this new season, and I did find it curious that on that episode with these two kids that supposedly have the alien DNA, maybe, theorized. I mean, it's on Reddit, right? So it's the truth. They play a song on there. Like, they play like every day. They're driving these people nuts. And they play a song. And I looked up the lyrics because I never heard the song before. And it turns out it's a real song. It's called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by the Carpenters. And maybe, you know, some of the older heads know what that is. I had never heard it before, but apparently it's a thing that the Carpenters did. And that they even had like a TV special with this song, and they were promoting World Contact Day, which, again, like I talked about with Dr. Greer in his documentary, it's they're trying to get the masses to focus their mental capacities on evoking these entities. And Father Seraphim Rose wrote a book, and that book has a title, and I'm going to find it for you. It's called Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future. And if you're into this stuff that I'm talking about, you should definitely read that book. It's really good, and it's really telling, because he wrote this thing in like the 60s, and like everything he's saying is true. But he warns us of this kind of thing, because he says, and I quote, "An entrance to the cosmic spiritual realm where the deeper side of the human personality enters into contact with actual spiritual beings. These beings, in man's fallen state, are first of all the demons or fallen spirits who are closest to man." And that's kind of what you see with like these ghost hunting shows and stuff. These beings, these entities, you try to make contact with them because you think it's neat or whatever, but they can attach and possess and do all kinds of bad stuff. So I warn against this line of thinking of meditating in the desert trying to call these aliens, because we don't know what the hell they are. So overall, The Predator. Let's sum this up for you. The Predator. It's another plot line from Hollywood that shows us their occult obsessions of alien DNA and evolving humans into something supposedly better. And they continue this narrative with the Predator. So indeed, who did fuck the alien? That's the question they want to answer. Because they're pursuing contact with the dark side and these evil forces that we should not be messing with. Alright, want to thank you for listening. Again, leave some reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever they're letting me have my show. I don't know, I haven't been kicked off any of the networks yet, but it might be coming, so leave a review. I do read all of them. Thank you very much. And as always, be your best for those who deserve your best.